The Well Soul podcast ministry is now on Substack. Join the conversation and never miss a post, where I share reflections on living the well soul life and provide exclusive bonus content. Subscribe by clicking the link in the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. We have come to our last episode in our story of the gospel journey, where we look forward to what is to come for those of us who have placed our faith in Christ. Friend, the most wonderful and beautiful things in this life are just a glimmer of what is to come. As I read today's passage, imagine the tangible reality of our future hope in Christ. Before I read, take a deep breath. Set aside all other thoughts and distractions, and be present with God's Word. Revelation 21, 1 to 8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will be with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. To those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." What did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Focus your thoughts on this for a moment. The future that awaits for those of us who persevere in faith is more mysterious and magnificent than we can even imagine. Take a moment to thank God for our future hope and to pray for the salvation of your loved ones or anything else the Spirit brought to mind in today's reading. Thank you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Lord, we praise you for our future hope that this life is not the end, it's just an iteration. But as we learn to worship you and to follow you and to make you known, there is a glorious future hope that awaits. Thank you, Lord, for your word from Genesis to Revelation, which reveals what we need to know to have a relationship with you and to share you with others. Lord, we submit our lives to you and we ask you to help us follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast as we wrap up our journey through the story of the gospel. For resources, see the links in the show notes. The Well Soul podcast ministry is now on Substack. Join the conversation and never miss a post, where I share reflections on living the Well Soul life and provide exclusive bonus content. Subscribe by clicking the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who helped make this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.